more to this than waiting.
So with all these really famous people coming to town, you want to talk about this guy.
Yeah, I want to talk about a guy who probably should have been a lot more famous than he became. And there's still a chance, I suppose, but not likely. This is Jay Ferrari. He leads a band called Sunvolt, who's playing Friday night at the Stateroom. Way back when, say the early 90s, you know, way back when, great band called Uncle Tupelo. They broke up. They were a three-piece. Two of the guys went on to form Wilco. Jay went on to form Sunvolt. These guys, definitely in that sort of alt-country realm where you have that kind of retro twang. They've made a lot of good albums over the years. This new one is called Honky Tonk, and it's pretty much a straightforward homage to the 50s and 60s classic country. There's lots of pedal steel and fiddles, a little bit of accordion on here, and his voice is really distinctive. Really good stuff, and it's just one of the many highlights this weekend of music around town.
Now to the famous ones.
And now to some of the famous. Well, Steve Martin, who's come through and played Red Butte the last couple of years, he's coming back to town playing up at Deer Valley with the Utah Symphony, and he has Edie Brickell from, what is that, the late 80s, married to Paul Simon, famously.
But they had a big album.
Huge album, huge hit, and she's made an album with Steve Martin, and he's a really entertaining show. You know, you have the comedian Steve Martin, obviously, between songs. Then when he's playing, he's a mean banjo player. So that's also on Friday night. Saturday, there's an all-day free festival at the Gallivan Center put on by the Intermountain Acoustic Music Association. Justin Townes Earle is the headliner, and while he is getting famous on his own, his father, Steve Earle, obviously a pretty famous cat himself, lots of good stuff over this weekend.